may be seated. Open your Bibles up to 1 John. Open your Bibles up to 1 John, the third chapter. Third chapter, verse 1. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. It says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on that day, brother. Glory to God. We are walking in this path of righteousness now, but we're going to be like him. That means in the fullness thereof. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Glory
to God. And every man that hath this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins,
right.
And in him is no sin.
Right.
Come on, give God some praise.
Yeah.
How many of you just feel like sometimes you done became or look like a dumpster? People just want to put junk up on you all the time. You already got enough junk from the old man that's talking to you 24/7. But there are other things that come around and they want to just dump on you. Glory to God. Some are weak, some are strong, and some are intentionally, some are unintentionally, but you just become that dumpster. Glory to God. But I read in the Word of God that I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. So it doesn't matter what things you're going through. Let me tell you something. You're going to go through some things. You might as well quit thinking you are not. Glory to God. The Bible says we are troubled on every side.
That's right.
Yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed. But we are not in despair. Why? Because we are trusting in the Lord. And everywhere we go, we're always abounding about in his word.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. So don't worry about the dumpster. Because it's going to come. It's going to be there.
Yes.
But Jesus said it, put it this way. John put it this way. He said, behold. In other words, he's calling your attention to something that's present. Glory to God. Jesus is present in our life. And he said this one thing. He said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake thee. He said, but I'll be with you always, even until the end of time. So that means he's going to be in the dumpster.
Come on now.
Amen.
What manner? What perfect manner? I'll put it that way. What perfect manner? What exactness? That means it's exact. It doesn't lose any power. It don't need no addition. It can take care of anything. It's more powerful than any other power in this thing. Matter of fact, there is no power but God's power.
That's right. Amen.
He said, what manner or exactness of what possible sort of what manner of person that the Father done sent us. John, when John saw him, John said, behold the Lamb of God.
Yes, he did.
That cometh to take away all the sins of the world. Glory to God. And all of those that receive him. Let me tell you something. You are not going through nothing that Jesus has not been through.
Say that.
He went through it just for us so that we can be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You say, I'm going through some hell that you're not going through. Then go to Jesus. He'll tell you he's been through already to set you free.
That's right.
Glory to God. He didn't come mumbling and grumbling. He said, I come not to destroy the world, but I came that the world through me might be saved. He said, I came in to seek that which is lost.
That's right.
What manner of love is this that come after a wretch like me? Glory to God. That transgressed against him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he transgressed against God, and all of that stuff was passed on to me, and that's the beginning of the dumpster.
Amen. Amen.
People trying to get rid of the dumpster. You can't get rid of it, but you can overcome it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, what manner of love the Father. This love is a spontaneous love, irrespective of rights. Nothing can stand against this love that I'm talking about. That human got love, but sometimes it don't last. And if it lasts for 7 years, there's an end to that love somewhere down the line. Either it ends all at once together, or it ends simultaneously. Glory to God. But this love that I'm talking about is perfect. Glory to God. It bounces not. Glory to God. It doesn't change. It doesn't get weak. Glory to God. It doesn't run out of power. It don't care how bad you are in the dumpster. Glory to God. It's perfect in all of its manner. Glory to God. This is the manner that God has bestowed upon the Father who loved us, who had mercy and sent grace. Glory to God. And together they came and they conquered and they came and they overcame the world and overcame the sins of the world. Come on. Hallelujah. That agape love that the Father bestowed upon us.
That's right. That's right.
That agape love that came together expresses the relationship of the Father and the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And when we found Jesus, we didn't find him when he called on us and we came to that calling and answered that and he saved us, glory to God.
Yeah.
Then we became in that relationship with the Father and the Son, and we became sons or children of the Most High God that in the beginning had a family, but then there was an eruption in the family, glory to God. So he sent a son, glory to God, a perfect one that stood up to the text, glory to God, that defied the odds and the issues that was set before him, that defied death, glory to God, even on the cross. He hung his head and he said these words, "It is finished."
Yeah. 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 Wow. Come on now. Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we are related. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said we are related.
Amen.
We now have the same characteristics as the Son and the Father.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
We got somebody who can keep us revealed about what's going on. That's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Those three are one. And guess what? We are in there with those three. Glory to God. There's no fourth one. We are the sons along with the Son. Glory to God. And whatsoever God spoke unto the Son did. So whatsoever the Son speak unto us, we should do. Glory to God. So when you are in that dumpster, call on the Son. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost will reveal to you what to say in his name. And when you say it in his name, believe it, it shall be done. Come on, give it some grace.
Come on now.
The Father called him a beloved son. He said, well, I'm going through a lot of stuff. You didn't go through the stuff that Jesus went through. He covered it all. He didn't come making no issues. He didn't come frowning. Glory to God. He came humble like a lamb because he was sent, glory to God. And now that we know him, guess what? We are sent, glory to God.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to walk upright before him, circumspectly as wise, and not as a fool, glory to God. Because God is the God, glory to God. And he's dwelling on the inside of us. So that makes us God's, glory to God. We got all of his power. We don't have some of them. We got everything that he did when he walked down on this earth, glory to God. He walked in perfect, and he walked in, and he overcame everything. So guess what? In our doctor, we can overcome that mess. We can overcome that situation. We can overcome anything that comes our way and try to destroy our walk in Christ, glory to God. Because nothing, glory to God, should be able to separate us from that love. That's what Paul said. He said, things, the things in the doctor, the things that are weak, glory to God, those things. He said the things that call themselves strong, glory to God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Come on and give us a praise. I don't know about y'all. See, the dumpster drive you to questioning God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you come to the edge of you getting ready to question God. I was so, I guess you want to call it depressed. That's depressed stuff. I was about to ask God, well, what's up with all of this? I had a whole bunch of stuff yesterday. Got a whole bunch of stuff today. Ain't the same as yesterday. Seems like I still got yesterday and today. I was about to ask God, what's up? That's all. I ain't gonna ask you that, God. He said, I done heard your thoughts already.
Exactly.
Before you said it. So that don't mean no different if you let it pass through your lips. It's already been said. So you done sowed the seed, so you got a harvest coming.
Come on now. Tell it.
Let me tell you something about that harvest. That's because you slipped and said something. You still got a harvest coming. But glory to God, because of the manner of love that's bestowed upon us, that perfect love, glory to God, gives me a choice whether to say yes or whether to say no, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm saying no to everything that's not like Jesus, glory to God. And I'm lifting up everything that's like Jesus. And I want to see one thing that's like him, and that's Jesus himself, glory to God. So I'm looking at your work there. I'm looking at the finishing of our faith, glory to God. When he started out, glory to God, he thought about you and I. And when we came into his presence, glory to God, he lifted us up and he set us on our way, glory to God. He's the one that guides our footsteps. He's the one that lifts you up. He's the one that can put you before the enemy. He's the one that done already conquered the enemy and tell you to go on and take your victory, glory to God. He's the one that did everything. So that means that the scripture is true to him, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Come on and give us some praise. How great is this love? How excellent is this love?
Amen.
What proceeds this love? After the love got here, what proceeded it? Jesus went about doing the business of the Father. Hallelujah. He didn't break ranks from the Father. We shouldn't break ranks from Jesus Christ. Glory to God, if you have to wander from the path that's breaking ranks, glory to God, because of this manner of love that God has bestowed upon us, I got a chance to get back on line or get back on the right path, glory to God. And if I'm on the right path, sometimes the right path ain't the right one to take. Jesus tell you to take another path, glory to God, but just because you think everything is lovely over here, glory to God, and you go down that path that Jesus tell you not to take just because you say it's right and Jesus says right, but he don't want you to go that way, glory to God. You're going to lose that what you would have got if you didn't work like Jesus told you to do, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, you can't defy God. You just have to follow him and trust him and believe him. And when you believe him, you stand up on that word. And that's that sure foundation. It won't crumble. It won't break. It won't remove itself. But it'll set you free. Come on and give us a praise. Bestowed, given to us. A lot of people think they got this by being good. No, you didn't. Now, I wrote a scripture on that good stuff. He said, there's no good thing to what I'm going. It was given to us. It was a gift called the grace of God.
That's right.
It was freely given to us. Freely we received. Freely we need to get it, glory to God. Freely it was seed. Freely we need to love our brethren. Freely we received it. Freely we need to witness, glory to God. Freely we received it. Freely we need to overcome our ways. Freely we received it, glory to God. Freely we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Freely we received it, glory to God. Freely we can open the blind eyes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on and give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I like this gift. Because see, this gift show up in the saddest part of your life. Glory to God. He show up in that dumpster, glory to God. When you down at the bottom, he show up down at the bottom. Glory to God. I'll rise you up to the top one more time so that you can lift your head up and give him some praise. Just like we gave him this morning. We lift him up and we praise him and we glorify his name. Why do we do this? Because we love him. Because of this man of this love that's up on us. We're giving the love back to God that he gave to us, glory to God, in praise and worship, glory. And when we do that, God open up his windows and pour out a blessing upon us that we shall not have room enough to contain, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I love this manner, glory to God. This protection, glory to God. This is the only way that I can walk in protection. It's through the blood of Jesus, glory to God. And when I walk in that perfect love, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can make my way. I can overcome the enemy. I can conquer all things, glory to God. Why? Because it's already been done. Jesus said it's finished, glory to God. Come on. That we should be called the sons of the children of God.
Amen.
God, Elohim, the creator. Mm-hmm. His relation to mankind as his creatures. Where it stands in contrast with Jehovah as indicating covenant relationship. Mm-hmm. Elohim is God the Son, the living God.
That's right.
With creature form to create. And later he took on human form so that you and I could come forth. Because that was the one he died for.
That's
glory
right.
to God.
Right.
Everything else was all right, but he died for the one he knew was going to mess up. Glory to God. He made a way where that when man messed up, there seemed to be no way. Because when man messed up, he showed shame. He couldn't come back to God. Glory to God. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the earth that then was. It was perfect. Glory to God. But then in the second verse, in the first chapter, glory to God, that was a direct. Glory to God. It was by the one he created his creature, glory to God. But then come Jesus, glory to God. And Jesus retained everything. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm walking in perfect love, glory to God. My human love might be shaking, glory to God. It might have cracks and holes in it, but there's another love that'll fill up the hole. I'll fill up the cracks so that I can go on and live holy before God. Come on and give it to
God.
Hallelujah. It said, beloved, now we're the sons of God.
Yes.
Now I'm the sons of God.
Yes.
Before, I was a renegade or a runaway. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But since Jesus found me and told me where they found us a better way than the old way. And now I'm the son of God. Why? We the sons of God. We are the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we shall appear, that he shall appear, and we shall be like him, and we shall see him. That's bodily sight he's talking about. We shall see him, and he shall appear. He shall be made manifest, glory to God. Why do we know all this stuff? Because we have the understanding that he is God.
Amen.
And we trust and believe in his word. So I don't know about you. I know he's coming. I just don't know when.
Come on now.
I'm not worried about when. I'm worried about keeping my soul in order. Because when he comes back, I want him to have some perfect.
Yes. Come on now.
I don't want to be cast away when he comes back, glory to God. I want to be perfect in his love, glory to God. That's what he's coming back for, glory to God. He's coming back for a perfect church in his love, glory to God. A perfect you in his love. Because we are in the church, glory to God, in that perfect love, and he's not coming back with nothing else until it's perfect. Come on, give it up for him. So don't worry about the when. God got that in all intact. He know when.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be careful. He don't ask you when you're going to get right. When you're going to fight a little hard. When you're going to pray a little bit more than you've been praying.
Come on, Pastor.
When you're going to go to church more than you've been going. Glory to God. When you're going to love the people that you work around and hate you on your job. When you're going to love your family, glory to God. That's like a whirlwind in your midst, glory to God. God, be careful what you ask God, because he might ask you the same question, glory to God. And he sure not ask you the question, because he know we are not perfect, glory to God. So therefore we need him. So therefore we should do just what Jesus did. We should inquire of God, glory to God, like he inquired of God. We got to inquire of Jesus, glory to God, because everything Jesus did, he heard from the Father. And guess what? We can do everything. All we got to do is go to Jesus in his name, and in his name, glory to God, and doubt not in your heart, because that heart is supposed to be right, glory to God. He said, when you doubt not in that heart, then it'll come to pass, glory to God. So a lot of people think that it's half, and it's coming. No, it's not, glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's got to be pure in there, because that's where it begins. That inward purity will bring forth the outward manifestation of the blessing of God. Come on and give it some praise. Hallelujah. It says that every man that has this hope,
yes,
in him,
yes,
purify himself.
Come on now.
Glory to God. That inward purification. Glory to God. Jesus made a way for that sin to no way. He made a way. Glory to God. I'm so glad he left him a spot and a seat in the temple. Glory to God. He made that way. Glory to God. Before man transgressed in verse 2, glory to God. He made that way. He put him, glory to God, where to be reborn and be gotten. Come on, somebody pray to God. God made this world, he made it perfect.
Say it.
It was ordered and arranged perfect.
Yes.
And it was something beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Glory to God. It was something perfect. Glory to God. It's just like you take a piece of wood and carve it and make a statue out of it, or a cup or whatever you want to make it. Glory to God. And then you take it and you sand it off a little bit and get the rough edges off, and then put some lacquer on it, girl, and make it look smooth. Then you pick your color, the color, and you paint it. Glory to God. And then you stand back and look at it and you said, oh, that's beautiful. Glory to God. Because it's your handiwork. But the handiwork, we are the handiwork of Jesus. That he created when he took on human form, glory to God, and he carved us and he molded us and he made us into his image, glory to God, so that we can look like him. That's when he appeared, that's what we're going to look like, glory to God. When he appears, we're going to look just like what he carved and what he made, glory to God. Come on and lift him up.
Hallelujah.
He said, every man that had his hope being pure by himself, even as he is pure. Talk about Jesus. Jesus is pure. Never made a mistake.
Amen.
They tried to make him make a mistake. They throned up on him. They tried to stone him. They tried to kill him. And God just eased him on through the crowd. That scripture over there in one of the gospels. He just eased on through the crowd. Don't you know that's how God will ease you on through your circumstances?
Yes,
you will. Don't you know he's with you? Glory to God. You might feel a little pain, but it ain't going to kill you. Glory to God. That's why Paul said, he said, I'm much rather glory in trials and tribulations. Glory to God. Because I know my God is able to bring me out. I don't know when, but I know I'm coming out. Why? Because I'm coming out so I can glorify the one who carved me and molded me and made me and received me into his life. Come on and give us some praise. Whosoever committed sin transgressed against the law, but sin is the transgression of the law. God is pure. There's no flaws in him. So we got to be true to ourselves. See, you first got to be true to yourself. You got to know that you're a son of God.
Right.
Huh? Child of the Most High. God didn't, when Jesus came here, he didn't come pretended.
Right.
He didn't come with his chest stuck out. Because he didn't know what he was about to behold. Glory to God. He was about to behold the presence of the one who in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 disrupted everything and transgressed against the law. Glory to God. He was about to come upon that whom he never had an experience with before. Glory to God. He's about to have an experience with sin and an experience with death. Glory to God. A spirit with hate and jealousy and envy and strife. Glory to God. He was about to have an experience with all of these things. And Jesus came and glory to God. He didn't ball up his feet and said, I'm going to knock him down. I'm going through. No, he called on the Father. And when the Father gave him power.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just like he gave us power when we came into the presence of Jesus Christ. He said, behold, I give you power. That means the same power that the Father gave him. Glory to God. He said, I give you power to tread up on the dust and the serpent and the scorpion. And over all the power of the enemy, glory to God. I tell you, God gave you power over everything. He didn't give you power over something. Jesus conquered everything, glory to God. He didn't conquer to God and conquer joy, but he conquered hate, glory to God. He conquered all things, glory to God. And we can do all things through him.
That's right.
Come on and give us some praise. Okay, I'm getting very close. He said that you know that he was manifested to take away the sin.
Yes.
And in him is no sin. In him there was no guile. In him there was no hate.
That's why.
Because see, he loved it. You know he didn't have no hate, but he had to love all them Pharisees and Sadducees and all of them that opposed everything he said, and especially when he told them that he was the Son of God, they tried to kill him and all of that stuff. Glory to God. But it was not yet his time, and it wasn't his time to die like that. He had to die like the Father had sent him, glory to God, and directed him and prepared for him to die. We got to do what God has prepared for us to do, glory to God. We got to do it on our own. We got to go to Jesus and ask him, Jesus, what should I do? How should I do it, glory to God? How long should I do it? How long should I remain? And don't look, let me tell you something. Don't go to him, glory to God, looking for the answer, glory to God. But go to him looking for the way, glory to God. And when you make the way, the answer will be waiting on the glory to God. Look up to that offer, that ministry, glory to God. And work with him and he'll work with you. Come on and give us some praise. That's good. This man of love, this kind of love, in 1 Corinthians the 13th chapter said, this kind of love beareth all things. This kind of love, hallelujah, believeth all things.
Yes, yes, yes.
This kind of love, this manner, hopeth all things. This manner endureth all things. This kind of love never fails, glory to God. Hallelujah. So guess what? You might think you're failing, but you're not failing, glory to God. You may think you're going under, but you're not going under, glory to God. You may think death is trying to take you, glory to God, but it can't take you until God lifts his hand, glory to God. And he said, I'll be with you always, even till the end of time. So it don't make no all different when you go. Jesus is there, glory to God. Yes, if you go in debt, he's there. Yes, and guess what? We all going through that, glory to God. So I don't worry about it, because Jesus stood up and he said, oh grave, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting, glory to God? He took care of everything, glory to God. So there's no need to worry in your doctor, glory to God. Just stand up, glory to God, and walk through that doctor and stand straight up on them scorpions and them serpents and over all the things, glory to God, that you got power over. Come on and give us some praise. Glory to God. I'm going to close with this. His appearance. His appearance bring light.
Yes, 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 yes.
His appearance makes manifest, or it means to be, I like this part, it means to be visible.
Yeah, all right.
So when we are perfect, he's coming. And guess what? We can see him. Hallelujah. I'm anxious, but then I'm not anxious. I'm just being ready when he comes that I'm going to see him as he is. Glory to God. I want to see that light that won't blind me. Glory to God. I want to see that light that's full of love. Glory to God. And no darkness is there. I want to see that light that shining into the darkness. Darkness couldn't comprehend it. Couldn't find out about it. Didn't know what it was. That's what it was in the beginning. Glory to God. Up in that first chapter, first verse of the year, it said, that said, he bestowed that love upon us that we should be called sons of God. Therefore, the world, glory to God, the world that then was then was, we didn't know him then, glory to God, because if we knew him then, we would have transgressed in verse 2, glory to God, and disrupted everything. We didn't know him in that world, and we don't know him in this one, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you that he came in this world, and he walked among us, glory to God. Glory to God. And he dropped the power, glory to God. And he spoke this word, glory to God. This written word. You don't need nothing else, glory to God. All you need is this word. Jesus ain't no will to do it. Jesus don't have to do it. He's not going to change his word, because he can't change it. Why? Because he's pure, glory to God. He already spoken as the Logos. And he's written, glory to God. And all we got to do is take this Logos word and add it to our life. And it becomes the rhema word. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah,
glory to
the
God.
Truth. Amen.
Hallelujah. If I don't feel that joy and that love and that peace, if I don't feel that love from you, glory to God, then you need to check yourself and go back to the Logos, glory to God, where it says, study to show thyself approved. A work need not be ashamed, right? And divide this word of truth.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
When you never, in other words, I know I'm a son because I done went in here and rightly divided it. And Jesus said, I'm a son, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm a son, glory to God. It was predestinated to be a son. Now, preordained, glory to God. Sent forth by his power, glory to God. So I am a son, glory to God. I might not look like him yet, but when he appears, I'm going to be just like him, glory to God. And I'm going to go before the Father and praise him for eternity. Come on. You got to purify your heart.
Yes,
that's
we do.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah, we do.
Purify your heart, your soul, your mind.
Yes.
Yes. And if you don't purify yourself with the word of God, then you defile it yourself.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I'm trying to purify myself every day.
Every day.
See, that's our work, is to purify ourselves on a daily basis, all day long.
Amen.
Before the Father.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ. Come on and give him some praise. Everyone say,
yes, hallelujah.
If you want to, come on down front.